This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada at ZenCon 2015, and my special guest today is a friend that I've known for quite some time, Mr. Christian Wins.
Hi, Cal. Good seeing you again.
It is good seeing you. Of course, we did this back in 2007, 2009.
Something like that, and in Chicago, I guess.
Yeah, and it became one of the lost episodes because I have no idea where that recording went. But let's see if we can't get this one on the air this time. Hey, I want to talk to you about several different things, but let's start off with the fact that while you don't consider yourself a core PHP contributor...
Oh, no, not at all.
You do submit patches to
PHP.
Yeah,
from time to time. I mean, maybe I'm a typical example, actually. Mm-hmm. So I have a full-time job, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't have much time, and the company doesn't kind of support... open source additional development or open source development mm-hmm. to a degree as some other companies do. Right? That's the situation, right?
Sure.
That's fine. So you know, in my spare time, I try to help, which really is rare because this year and the last year they've been really really busy, crazy mm-hmm. busy. But you know, especially when there's a pain point, I try to use my limited skills to help out. So recently I helped. That PHP Info correctly identifies various Windows versions and Windows SKUs.
Oh.
Which, I mean, you know, someone got to do it.
Yeah.
And the good thing, and that's what I love about the PHP community and also about Core Team, the support, as far as I can tell, is really, really great. I mean, you know, whenever I wanted to ask someone, I got help, and someone took care, you know, of reviewing the patch, and then, well, you know, finally pushing it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I did my tiny little bit in PHP and can say, yeah, look, this is for me, and that part, you know, there's one line of code of me inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I can really encourage everyone to try to, well, support the project, because I think we all in the PHP community, we do benefit greatly from PHP in various capacities, regardless of what we are actually doing, but we do benefit from the project. So there's so much stuff manual. We have a new version coming up, so there might be some extra work required on manual translations. I mean, probably most of us and most of those listening to this podcast, they mm-hmm. do use the English language version, but maybe not all developers do. So we have a variety of languages in the manual, and well, not all of them are always up to date, right? Because
yeah.
New features are added in the English version before. So yeah, that's something you could get involved.
And that's an easy one.
It's a low-hanging fruit. Yeah. It's a low-hanging fruit.
And we have such a great manual team.
Oh, absolutely.
I think they're sometimes
absolutely.
The unsung heroes because
yes.
they just do a wonderful job. I've worked in other languages before,
yeah.
and
same
our
here.
Manual is just so complete and so wonderfully easy to read.
I see from the envy from other technologies. So
yeah.
As you know, I'm active in a couple of communities, and when I would like show people the PHP manual, they're
yeah.
like, okay. Oh, wow. Oh, really? So it's like, oh, what, with examples? Really?
No,
wait, there's a curated discussion below that. I got to faint, right? Really, really, that's amazing. That's amazing. Oh, I love PHP.
Hey, how did you get involved? How did you first get involved in contributing to the core? Because I know a lot of people just don't know what to do, you know?
Really, it was the regular route, so I didn't want to take any shortcuts because, you know, I know many, many of the people, but, I mean, I want to go the official route because, you know, the good guys don't allow any shortcuts anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, same rules for everybody, right? And, again, I have so little time to contributing, so no excuse for me. No, I hit the pain point, and then, you know, I did a pull request. That's it.
Very
and before
cool.
we had the move to GitHub, well, the patches were sent to the mailing list or were added to the bug report or something like that.
I remember Liz Smith telling me about when she started contributing, and she was working on the extensions on Windows.
Yeah.
And she'd fix one, and then she'd send the patch up to Wes. Okay. You know, and Wes was kind of shepherding her patches through, and he'd either clean them up and put them in, or just put them in if they were right, or bounce them back to her, you know. But, yeah, back in the days before GitHub, that was the way it happened. But GitHub has streamlined a lot of that for us now.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, let's move on to the next topic, which is you are one of three people that I know of, and I think three people total, that have spoken at every single ZenCon. We're sitting here in
Vegas.
Yeah,
that's correct. That's correct. The 11th one.
The 11th one.
Well, every single U.S. one. There was one in Europe. But
yeah, no,
well,
no,
let's pull it under the rug, right? Yeah, exactly.
All the major ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Not including ZenCon Europe. How did that happen?
I don't know. I really don't know. If I recall correctly, at the very first ZenCon, I did a half-day tutorial on back then hot topic XML and web services, right? I mean, you know, web services are important.
Yeah.
Back then, we thought XML would kind of be the data exchange format.
Yeah.
So I did a half-day workshop.
Thank God
then.
It was not the standard. So.
Yeah. I had my I started going to conferences in 2001, and I think late 2002. I had the first conference in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was speaking at, and that continued 2003. And I think that kind of probably got me the ticket or got me the credibility to speak at the 2005 one. Yeah, and then that went very well. And then, you know, then I gave a couple of talks at the next ones, and I got really good reviews. And, eventually I contributed to the ZenPHP certification.
Yeah.
First time in the version for PHP 5 or 5.1, and then 5.3, and I was the lead author for 5.5. And so they always make me do the boot camp. It's quite unique, actually, at ZenCon. So there's a full day workshop where, we discuss how to pass.
Yeah.
Legally.
And it is certified by Zen. It's approved by Zen. It's the only one where you can come in and do a boot camp and learn how to take the test.
Yeah, it's always fun. I mean, I kind of miss, having regular talks, because usually they say, okay, the guy has to talk for 6 hours straight on the first day in a room with the AC blowing cold air.
And then days like you have things like this year, they decided to swap rooms on you.
Yeah, exactly. In the middle of the day.
You show up from lunch and, well, I'm in your room now. So.
It's always great fun, and I mean you have really to be up to date and both knowledgeable in detail and both generally about a variety of PHP topics. So it's always a challenge, and always great fun discussing with the attendees. Well, and of course, getting emails later. Hey, I passed.
That's
and
always
some of them
fun.
Say, oh, just because of you, but of course it's wrong.
Yeah.
You can only pass if you're a good certified developer. I just give.
Right.
Some advice, right? But still, so that's very rewarding, very rewarding.
Well, I was in Santa Clara during the first one, and I did not actually attend, but I was running a development team, and a couple of my guys came to me and says, we want to go to this. I think the first one was up in San Francisco. And
I think Millbrae or something.
Yeah. And they said, we want to go to this. And I was working for this wonderful company that my CEO had says, well, you've only got $3,500 per developer for training, use it wisely. And so, and I said, well, okay, we can afford
that's
this.
That's the one conference.
But I sent them up, and they came back, and they were just raving. Oh, my God, how fun this is. Well, that was 2005. Little did I know that in 2006 I would be running it.
That was my first
one. And that's probably where we first met was
probably
2006, because I did it 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah.
So, well, that is wonderful. Now, the three people that I know have spoken at all of them are you, Mr. Matthew Wiero-Finney, Supreme Allied Commander of Zen Frameworks.
Absolutely, sir.
And Zev Saraski.
Yeah, correct.
But not Andy Goodman.
Yeah, I think Andy did not speak at one of the ZenCons. I think so. I talked to him yesterday, actually, and he wasn't sure. But yeah, and I talked to Matthew, and Matthew is pretty certain that's only the three of us.
Yeah.
So 2 or 3 years ago, Zev promised us a cake or something. Well, it's rather or something. As of today, I think I got a picture yesterday, but well, let's see what happens next year. Already looking forward to that one.
Too fun. Hey, let's talk a little bit about one of your passions is you love attending music concerts.
Yeah, that's correct.
And we're sitting here in the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We're on the second floor of the room called The Joint, which is a major concert venue.
Yeah.
You've been here before.
I was there, I think, two or three years ago, maybe 2 years ago, that was, oh, 3 years ago? I don't even know. Two or 3 years ago, when Guns N' Roses had their stint here.
Wow.
So they played, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, even more shows here. Mm. And I attended one of those shows because I was at a conference in Vegas that very week. So, well, I thought, okay. You know, whenever I'm abroad working and stuff, I always check if there are any, you know, concerts or shows I could go to at night. Because, you know, it's always fun and you meet people and, yeah. It's maybe a bit healthier than, you know, just eating at your hotel and stuff like that, right?
Well, anything's more fun than just ordering room service in your hotel.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So I went there and much to my surprise, the concert started on the designated time. Wow. So probably Axl Rose had to sign an Ironclad contract, I don't know. And then the concert, I mean, I don't know what they did, but they played for about 3.5 hours, even more.
Whoa.
So really, it was like the whole catalog, and it really was fun. Some people were going towards the end, but not because they didn't like the concert, but because they couldn't stand or dance or sing or whatever any longer. Yeah, and so really, such a great fun. And I looked up the set lists later, and they did this almost every night, over 3 hours, every single concert. And that one was specifically long. That was an experience. So when I arrived at the ZenCon venue 2 days ago and then saw that the keynote is in the joint, all those memories came back and said, oh, wow. That's been extremely great fun. I still remember exactly where I was standing. It's like the opposite side of the room where we are recording this. So really great fun and brings back great memories. So I'm more than thrilled to see that ZenCon has moved to Vegas.
Yeah.
I like Vegas, really.
This is a great
and
venue.
And I hope that you sign a contract that goes for a couple of years. But I we will discuss
so
this once the microphone's off.
Yes. I do. I have no idea. I'm just grunt labor on this one this year.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Adam
and you don't have any contacts.
No.
No, no.
Adam Culp is the one that is in charge of the show, and he's done a wonderful job of this.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I'm excited because I'm actually the closing keynote, and so I get to be up on that big stage. I'm like, wow, because I walked in here, we got here Sunday night, or Sunday afternoon, so I walked in, I'm looking around, and I always like to get the feel of the room beforehand, but you know, it's just it's overwhelming.
It is.
You know, it's just did so much, and so I'm a little bit more than a little bit nervous. Up to this point, I think the biggest stage I've ever been on was at Laracon US, and that was a beautiful stage. But you could fit that entire auditorium onto this stage, you know?
Absolutely.
This thing is huge.
And, you know, just the vibe. I think I once stood on the stage at a conference where A-ha, you know, the Norwegian pop band, gave their farewell concert. And, I mean, this was just amazing. But here, this is just the next level.
Yeah, this is phenomenal.
So maybe we should do the certification tutorial on that stage next year. Maybe you can talk to Adam.
I'll talk to him, see what we can work out.
That would be much appreciated.
Anyhow, well, I want to thank you for being with us. Before I let you go, I'll ask you the same two questions to ask everybody. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
I have no idea.
I'm getting the deer in the headlights look here. Okay, then. Okay, well, then we will move on to the – I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule here at ZenCon because there's so many great sessions to see. But thank you for taking the time to be with us here on Voices of the Elephant. And from all of us, from all of us who use PHP and have bet our livelihoods on it, thank you for your contributions to PHP.
As little as they are, but thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, Cal.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.